The FIR Podcast Network presents Amp Up Your Social Media, an audio podcast that brings you insights and ideas from the leading practitioners of social media marketing.
Amp Up Your Social Media is sponsored by GaggleAmp. Empower your employees, partners, and resellers to share your social media messages. And by SafeLinks. SafeLinks automatically tells you when links you put into social media go bad, so you can take action.
Here's your host, Glenn Gaudette.
Welcome back to another episode of Amp Up Your Social Media. My name is Glenn Gaudette, and today we're speaking with Brad Young. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Brad, can you tell our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Thanks. It really is good to be speaking with you. I've been with Dun & Bradstreet for all 3 months. I'm the global content marketing strategy leader here at D&B. We're a global company. We say we're in the content business, but content can be a lot of things, as you know as well as anybody. We fuel the data for a lot of companies around the world. We have data on almost 250 million companies globally that we fuel into data as a service platforms across sales and marketing and credit management. You know, us historically as a credit management company, but going on 175 years old as a company, and really at an exciting time. We have a new CEO here who's been here about a year, a new CMO, and I've been aboard for about 3 months. And before that, I come from the publishing side, so I spent 17 years in content and advertising, sales, marketing with Sports Illustrated and Fortune. Predominantly, and at Time Inc., and here at D&B, running our global content marketing strategy that we're in the process of getting off the ground, which is really, really exciting when you have that on almost, like I said, 250 million companies around the world. There's some really exciting stories you can tell about that and the impact of data on marketing and the world at large today. So every day we're just, mining that data for really cool stories to tell, not necessarily about us, but just about, we're in the data-driven digital age, what that means for companies and individuals and marketers, and really, really cool stuff. So that's what we're doing every day and getting better at it all the time and enjoying the heck out of it.
Well, Brad, one of the reasons why I'm so excited to talk to you today is because you've had a front row seat to content, and the delivery mediums have changed over your career. So
a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm curious, what was the first moment that you really saw social in a way that businesses could leverage it? And what was that aha moment for you?
You know, it goes back onto my, my time on the Fortune brand. I ran advertising, sales, marketing, for Fortune, as a multimedia brand, from 2009 through 2013. And that time, you really started to see marketers, and working in advertising, sales, marketing. We were working with, Fortune 1000 companies, around the world in terms of activating their B2B messaging. And they were coming to us, and obviously, they weren't just saying, like, how many pages in Fortune can we buy? And we were pushing magazines across the table and saying, oh yeah, hey, buy as many pages as you want. It really became a much more nuanced sell, and they were coming to us during that time, and I guess it really became acute. I took over ad sales marketing at Fortune, like I said, in 2009, and as painful it is to think about what the business world was like in 2009, marketers really had to measure every single dollar like never before. And they were coming to us, and they were looking to piggyback big time on the social footprint of the publisher itself. They looked at us as, hey, you have a built-in audience. You're using social to promote your content. How can we get a piece of that? And it went from a line item in every, request for proposal we had to the driver of the campaign really, really quickly. At first, it was like, hey, what can you do for us in social? Can you send out a branded tweet for us? To, how can social really, really drive the complete integrated campaign that we want to do with you? And it seemed like it happened so quickly. I mean, it really was immediate. It went from a nice to have to the central piece, almost overnight. And I think, you know, even be then, you know, it evolved even further to, how can we create branded content on behalf of the marketers that they can then push out through their own social handles as they became better publishers themselves. So it was really in that time when I was running ad sales marketing at Fortune, and we were looking at these integrated campaigns, and social went from a zero to a nice to have to the complete driver. And it seemed like it really happened overnight.
And so you've seen that now transition to your current position where you are at D&B. What's the significance of content as it relates to not just the social strategy, but the strategy of the company?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great question. And I think, you know, coming from a publishing background, historically what I've done in my career is mostly help marketers align with other pieces of content that could help advance their story. So you might say like, hey, Bank of America, we did some great work with Bank of America when I was at Fortune, and they would come to us and say, hey, you know, we're trying to reach middle market companies, fast growth companies, and, you know, what can we do with you? And we would align them with, say, Fortune's great fastest growing companies franchise, and they could do a sponsorship type model around that. So I went from like mostly trying to align brands with existing content platforms to now where the world is. And I still think there's an appetite and a desire and a need for that. But I think now where I am now that I'm on the brand side is that brands, when they have the mentality and the metabolism and the mindset, and everyone says brands should think like publishers. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think brands should think like brands, and, you know, they're not going to be measured on the success of publishing the way a Time Inc. would. You know, we're going to be measured as according to how we're driving, you know, revenue for the company. We're not going to be measured on how many eyeballs we're getting for our blog.
Right.
I don't think like a publisher, but I think the metabolism, the mindset, and the approach of a publisher is such a powerful opportunity for a company like ours. And if you have the approach to storytelling that really looks at it the way our editors did at Fortune, and really examines it and in all its many facets across, you know, whatever you want to say with the sales funnel. But you really just want to do clear, concise, compelling, you know, creative content. The opportunity of that in the digital age to get that in the right audience's hands, in the digital and social age, to get that content in the right audience's hands in the right time without a massive umbrella media buy behind it. If you are a powerful storyteller and you understand the needs of your audience, there is so much you can do as a brand publisher that just, you know, that's why I'm here. And that's why, yeah, you know, we're sort of at the very beginning of that at D&B. But the experience of that and the opportunity of that is really, I think it's a magical time for the marketer. I really, really do. If you think about, you know, if you approach storytelling the way we're trying to approach it here, the enthusiasm, the excitement, the energy we have in our halls for that is palpable. And I think, you know, I just look at it as like, you know, brands as publishers is an amazing opportunity, and technology and social in particular technology is really, really fueling that. So I've seen it evolve from, hey, align with our content to, you know, create your own content, create it extremely, extremely well, and use modern technology to get it in the right people's hands at the right time. And I think we're just going to continue. Content marketing as a phrase is going to go away, because I really believe that it's the core of marketing is telling great stories. And so content marketing is not going to be this little division off in the corner that's writing some blog posts. It's going to be the core of the marketing strategy of the whole company. And that's really what we're doing here at D&B.
Well, particularly in your case, I mean, you derive revenue from content, and people buy your content to some degree, right?
So yeah, exactly.
How then do you decide which of this content do you put out there?
Yeah.
No charge, given that what your job is essentially is to sell paid content.
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually really, when I came to D&B, we were having these conversations because it was a classic publisher's argument too, right? Where you look at, you know, behind firewall or
right,
in front
yep.
of the firewall, and what do we give people access to versus what do we make them pay for? And we, you know, to be honest with you, we are really having a lot of those kinds of conversations right now. We're rethinking all of our digital environments here at D&B. And, you know, we have such great foundational data on so many companies around the world. you know, how can we open that up? I hate that phrase, open the kimono. I almost use that. If I ever do that again, kill me. But, you know, how much do we open up to give people a sense of, you know, what it can actually do to improve the way they're using their data? It's a really, really hard question for us to answer. And we're strategizing around it all the time. A brand that's particularly good for that is our Hoover's brand. A lot of people don't even realize that Hoover's is a D&B product, but you know, Hoover's has amazing reports on industries and companies around the world, very, very rich, detailed reports. And as a company, we haven't done a very good job at all of, you know, if you Google, you know, a company name, there's a very, very good chance that Hoover's entry is going to be on the first page of results. And what you get when you get there is not really optimized to give you a sneak peek at the depth of information that we have. We put some of it out there, but we don't really put enough. So I think, you know, we have product people who have a lot of pride and have P&Ls on the line that really, you know, they want to make sure that we're maximizing their work from a revenue standpoint. But I do think that you have, you know, the chance to give people a sniff of what we can do. We do some things internally where we work with our clients and prospects where they might give us a data file that we integrate into our systems and give them a sample file back. But as far as the public web goes, it's a little bit more complicated and a huge, huge challenge that we're trying to deal with every day. I think as a best practices, you know, I really, really believe that it comes down really to my job, which is to tell stories around the use cases of that data, the ability of that data to move your business forward, to advance, you know, relationships for your company, and to tell those stories really, really well. And then I think what we're probably going to end up at is our salespeople, you know, really bringing that to life in direct conversation, and direct tools that we have here internally. So that's kind of the way we're handling now, but it's something that we talk about all the time.
Let me take a minute to tell you about a special offer we have for Amp Up Your Social Media listeners. Have you leveraged the power of your employees to share your social media? With Gaggle Amp, you can make it easy to amplify your marketing efforts through your employees and track the effectiveness of your employees' efforts. Gaggle Amp is the employee social media amplification solution used by leading organizations of their field. This includes CA, HubSpot, Marketo, LinkedIn, PepsiCo, The United Way, and many, many more. Get twice the normal free trial period by visiting gaggleamp.com/ampup. That's gaggleamp.com/ampup. Get your extended free trial of Gaggle Amp today. Now, back to our show. Yeah, one of the ways that we look at it is if we put out really good content that adds value to people and organizations, just think what they would get when they use our paid products.
And 100%.
So, and that's part of why we do what we do, at least on our end. So I can only imagine the treasure trove of things that you all can do in all your different organizations.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about this. Is you're coming in 3 months into it. D&B has been very successful at selling information for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How much of this do you have to get through the educational process, or were they pretty ready by the time they brought you on board?
Internally here at D&B?
Yes.
Well, my CMO, I report to our CMO, Rishi Dave, and Rishi was managing digital marketing and B2B at Dell before he came over here in February. And so Rishi is a huge believer, obviously, in inbound and content marketing. So I had the significant air cover of a direct manager and CMO who was brought aboard, I think, in large part based on his philosophies around content and inbound. So my direct management, you know, we were aligned right away, and Rishi's done a really nice job of building a sort of a modern marketing structure that allows for this content approach to thrive. I think where we are still working every single day. So it's funny, you know, we do call our data content. And so if you look at, you know, our mission statement, it's about giving, you know, indispensable content in innovative ways and to our clients. And so I'm the content strategy leader, and people around us, oh, so you work on the product team, you work with our data to make sure that it's really good, right? And I'm like, no, you know, that's big C content. That's the content we sell. I'm little C content, which is telling the story about why that content is really, really good. So, you know, we do have an education process. And with content marketing, you know this well, like, it's not all just, in fact, it should never even be remote, like, close to all about you. It has to be what you're talking about, which is helpful, useful, insightful information that is valuable to people as they're trying to do their jobs every day. Not necessarily, hey, buy our stuff. It's the best stuff in the world. You should buy us right now. And so as we educate the company and we talk about the things we're doing, and again, we're very, very early in this process, it, you know, you don't have to be promotional in order to sell things. You can be, you know, really speak. We talk in terms of the storyteller's funnel, right? We talk about, you know, at the very top of the funnel is really emotional storytelling. At the bottom of the funnel, it's promotional storytelling. And you have to be very, very, when you're very good across all of those, and historically, D&B has mostly done the promotional piece, what we're trying to bring in is sort of more top of funnel, emotional and topical storytelling that makes our audiences smarter, makes them think and feel in ways that they never have when it comes to D&B before, and convincing people that that moves the needle as much as a really good, you know, product demo does, is something that is a challenge. But I think with some of the early work that we're doing, and we're launching a new blog on November 11th, you know, really focused on the marketers, the marketing audience and our marketing use cases. And I think when they start to see the value of the content we have and the stories that we're going to tell, I think they'll get it very, very quickly. And you know, we'll accompany that with really good case studies and promotional stuff that is going to make them better as well. So it is a journey. It is just at the beginning. And you know, but I think, you know, we're a company in transformation. We're really focused on growth. You know, a big transformation protocol right now, and so everyone is really, you know, has a lot of passion, a lot of energy, a lot of you know, lean forward mentality around here. So the appetite for change is definitely there. So I don't think it'll be too hard. We're just working to get them some stuff to get them excited.
Well, you can hear it in your voice, and I congratulate you because it sounds like an exciting place to be right now. The thing that pops up for me when somebody's new in a role is sometimes what they're doing is they're bringing other concepts to bear, and concepts can also be mediums. So I'm curious, how much are you going to take advantage? Because I would imagine you've got a lot of, you know, print text oriented data, which makes great content. Where are you going to go with maybe videos and visuals and audio? Mm-hmm. Is that in the plan?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we've been guilty in the past as a company, and I've been guilty about this in my career, where someone says, hey, we need a white paper. Like, we need a white paper. And we've never, and everyone says, okay, well, let's go make a white paper. And there's nothing wrong with white paper. Sometimes they do a really, really good job. But I think that what we're trying to, one of the mentalities and mindsets that we're trying to get around is what's the concept? You know, what's the story we're trying to tell? And then what's the medium and cadence of that story across, you know, all of the digital world that we're trying to fuel. So we have been a little beholden to, you know, the webinar and white paper approach, and there is a time and a place for those for sure. But what we're really trying to focus on, okay, what's the story here? For instance, you know, we're doing some work with Visually, a really good infographic shop, and so just looking at stories that we want to tell. For instance, you know, you talked about, you know, what can you do that's additive to your client, make them smarter. And by giving them that kind of content, you can only imagine what we do when they pay us. And you know, corporate linkage is one thing that D&B does really, really well. Like, we have great understanding of how different companies are related to each other. So if you're selling to one, you know, you have a very good opportunity to sell to another. And we started to work on a blog post just about the value of linkage for marketers. And I'm like, this is a great infographic. Like, if you could show linkage in a visual way, maybe even a clickable demo, interactive kind of way, it's much better than words. So we're really, you know, trying to train all of us to sort of think story first, think medium second. And there's a Curata is a company that does content curation, and they have this really cool thing called the content marketing pyramid that talks about repurposing and making sure that, you know, if you do a white paper, webinar, ebook kind of thing, that you're mining that big piece for a variety of different micro content, social content, and really mining it for all it's worth. And we've really tried to focus on that as well, and creating content calendars where big events become, you know, 10, 15, 20 different pieces of content to drive the story forward. And so we're trying to think that way as well. It's classic, you know, around video where we're always like, we're debating, like, you know, how much do we insource video capabilities versus outsource those. I think a lot of companies are struggling with that. I don't have a real good answer right now. We're trying to figure out, you know, where those investments will take place and infographics. Like, when you have the data we have, we should be like the best in the world at data visualizations and infographics. So I'm pounding that drum pretty hard, and we're trying to get some good stuff started there. So don't look yet. Give me like another 30 days and another month, and then start looking at all our stuff, and hopefully you'll start to see a difference in a lot of the work that we're doing.
Well, Brad, I today we're recording this. It will probably be out maybe in a month and a half. We've got many podcasts in the queue here. So when they're listening to this, they should probably look.
Go ahead. Go look and let me know what you think.
Brad, what's one thing people could put into action today to really impact their social media marketing?
The one thing that I think that I am just so passionate about is two things really, and they're related. I hope I can say two things, but they're related. I think you've got to be absolutely relentless in asking yourself, who is this for? Like, you know, we really are trying at B&B, and now we talk to chief marketing officers and chief risk officers and CIOs and, you know, supply chain managers. So we have a variety of different audiences for the things that we do. You have to be absolutely relentless on who is this for, whether it's a tweet or a ebook or a video. You know, if you're just putting it out there because you think it's good, and you're just putting it out there because you think it's clever, but you're not relentless on who it's for, then I think you're wasting your company's time, and you're wasting your company's money, and you're wasting your own time. And with that, when you can relentlessly answer who is this for, then you can actually get to the key point, which is, what's the value? Like, right. You know, in a world where there's a gazillion pieces of content and a gazillion tweets and everything else where someone can pick from and where to spend their own time, you know, you have to be really, really good. And, you know, what keeps me up at night is that, are we being additive to people's lives in a way that's creative and really driven by what's going to make them successful? And, you know, rigor and relentlessness around who it's for and how it adds value to their life has to guide every piece of content that you do. And if it doesn't, you're, like I said, you're wasting your company's money and your own time.
Absolutely. How many times do we as marketers start creating content and we lose track of the fact of who it's targeted for, because we get wrapped up in the content?
Exactly. We're so proud of what we've made, and isn't this awesome?
Right.
And my boss loves it. And we're not focused on, you know, is it adding value and who is it for? And when you have a company that has, and I'm sure a lot of companies out there have as many audiences as we do, and if you're not really, really careful about that, you end up just doing, you know, you count likes and retweets more than you count, you know, the value that you're adding and how that's coming back into the how you're bringing those folks into the family in a meaningful way.
Brad, this has been really insightful. Thanks for coming on the show. How can people get in touch with you?
You can email me anytime you want. There's a chance I'll get to it within 2 or 3 weeks. Or you can, Young B, my last name and my first initial at dnb.com. And you on Twitter is great as well. And I'm at B Young 07016. That's 07016. That's my zip code. Shout out to Cranford, New Jersey, where I live. At BYoung07016 is my Twitter handle. So love to see you there as well.
Awesome. Brad, thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Have a good one.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Amp Up Your Social Media.
You've been listening to Amp Up Your Social Media on the FIR Podcast Network, brought to you in association with Lawrence Reagan Communications, serving communicators worldwide for more than 35 years. You'll find more information at www.reagan.com. That's R-A-G-A-N. Amp Up Your Social Media is a podcast about how to get the most out of social media, hosted by Glenn Gaudette of Gaggle Amp. Amp Up Your Social Media is part of the FIR Podcast Network, a series of business podcasts founded by Neville Hobson and Shel Holtz. The anchor podcast is the Hobson and Holtz Report, a weekly show presented since January 2005. For more information about FIR, to see show notes for the podcasts, and to subscribe, visit www.forimmediaterelease.biz. You can also subscribe via iTunes and other podcast directories. We welcome your comments about Amp Up Your Social Media. Join the conversation in the FIR community on Google+. Look for the FIR Podcast Community or email us at FIRcomments@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.